we are unveiling the national coaches poll.
Yes.
For NCAA Division I cross country here live on the QA2 Max podcast. Conference championships, they're in the books. There's quite a bit of movement in the polls this weekend. So let's get straight to it. Tyler, let's start with the men.
Yes.
Okay, so if you want to read me teams 30 through 21.
And I'll stop at 21 this time.
Yes.
All right. Coming in at number 30, down two spots, is Indiana. Moving down five spots from last week's 24th is Providence. Coming back into the poll, and this is a three-way tie for 26th. Receiving votes last week, returning to the poll, Oklahoma. Down four spots is Eastern Kentucky. New to the poll is Minnesota. Up five spots to number 25 is Colorado State. Down eight spots from number 16 last week to number 24 is Boise State. Up six spots from number 29 last week to number 23 this week is Penn. Up three spots from number 25 to number 22 this week is Villanova. And coming in at number 21, up five spots from last week, is Air Force.
All right, so there's a few things to get to here. Air Force, the Mountain West champion, they're at their highest rank since 2005, so good on them. Excellent job this weekend. Penn, also, they entered the poll for the first time last week. They continue to prove on their highest rank in program history, at least in the USTF CCCA archives, which date back to 1995. We don't have the information before that, they continued their rise as well. Number 26, Minnesota. They had a great day at the Big Ten Championships. They were fifth place with a K to go in that race, and they moved up to third by the time they all crossed the finish line. So that's an excellent job for them. And you'll notice that absent, this is a good place to mention this, they were in this area last time, Wisconsin.
Oh.
They are no longer in the national coaches poll. Not in the top 30, not receiving votes. This is the first time in the USTFCCA archives that they've been absent. And I imagine the first time in quite a long time, they've been to NCAA championships 43 years in a row and 54 times overall. So that streak is in very real danger of ending this year.
And who could have thought their best race this year was the Greater Louisville Classic?
Yeah, the infamous jog gate at Greater Louisville Classic.
Everything's a gate. It's a swinging gate.
But that's totally right. To this point in the season, that is their most impressive performance, and that's not good.
No, but another thing about Penn, they finished second at the Ivy League championships behind Columbia. That was Penn's best finish since 1974.
Right, and we should mention that Wisconsin was eighth at the Big Ten championships, which is their worst finish ever in the conference.
Of course.
So that's 21 through 30. Tyler, take me through 11 through 20.
All right, starting at number 20, down five spots from last week, is UCLA. At number 19, receiving votes last week and returning to the poll, is Illinois. Number 18 is Virginia Tech. Up three spots from number 20 last week to number 17 is Washington. Up one spot from number 17 to 16 are those aforementioned Columbia Lions. Down one spot from number 14 to number 15 this week, Georgetown. Down one spot from number 13 to number 14 this week is Tulsa. Down three spots from number 10 to number 13 are the Furman Paladins. Down five spots from number 7 to number 12 is Virginia. And staying steady at number 11 is UTEP.
Yeah, quickly here in this section, a lot of the movement was based on a formerly mid-20s ranked team moving up into the top 10.
Hmm.
We'll get to them in a minute. That's a little bit of foreshadowing.
I wonder
for
who
you.
That is.
Right. We'll find out in a moment. But in the meantime, let's talk about Illinois, the Big Ten runner-up. Like Minnesota, they had a late race surge, and they finished runner-up to Michigan in the Big Ten race. And this is their highest rank in the USTF CCCA archives at number 19.
Mm.
So great for them. Dylan LaFond looks like a really strong front-runner for them. So we'll see what they can do the Midwest Regionals against some higher-ranked teams in Tulsa and Oklahoma State. Notably, both Virginia and Furman drop out of the top 10. Furman won the Southern Conference, but they were displaced by a few other teams here. And Virginia was runner-up, they were third place, excuse me, in the ACC. We'll see some more ACC in the top 10. So other than that, par for the course for a lot of these teams.
Yep.
All right, moving on to the top 10.
All right, into the top 10. Up two spots from last week from number 12 to number 10 is NC State.
Yeah, this is their first top 10 appearance since 2011. They were runners up at the ACC championships. They won by 20, or not they won, but they beat Virginia by 20 points. They were about 50 points behind Syracuse, who we'll mention in a little bit. They had four top 20 finishers and two in the top 10 with Marin Simon and George Parsons. Flip that order, and that's how they finished.
Holding steady at number 9, Iona.
Yeah, it's kind of business as usual for the Gaels. They had a perfect 15 score at the MAAC championships. They had 11 of the top 12 finishers, so we didn't learn much about the Gaels this weekend. We'll see them going up against, again, here they go, Syracuse.
11
of the top 12. That's pretty good. I think the top 7 all crossed the line, essentially holding hands. They were separated by a second and
a half.
That's
joyous.
Yeah, right?
You know, so. I think Wisconsin did something like that at the Greater Louisville. Coming in at number 8, holding steady again, is Arkansas.
Yeah, this is a team we had some preseason questions about. They've seemed to have answered all those questions. They were the SEC champions.
Again.
Yeah, by, I think it was 73 points. Christian Hemsfield. Yeah, excuse me. I was thinking Chris Hemsworth, Thor, from the Marvel movies. They won by 73 over Texas A&M, and they look to be really good.
Over A&M. Surprising second place.
Yeah. Another team we didn't mention in the poll, Ole Miss. They still dropped out. Yeah, no votes for them this week.
None. Down 4 spots from number 3 this week to number 7, Oregon.
Yeah, they finished 3rd at the Pac-12 championships, which was admittedly the deepest championship in the country last year, with 6 ranked teams. Edward Cheseret got his 3rd individual Pac-12 title in a row. And the Ducks actually looked pretty deep. They had 7 men across the line in the top 31, 32. So that's quicker with 7 across the line than both Colorado and Stanford, who beat them. But they got to get those guys closer up to Edward Cheseret
and they
really make some noise.
They still finished 3rd with 7 in the top 30. That's, like you said, depth.
Yeah, that's a lot of depth.
We should also mention that another 3-time meet champion was in the poll, Patrick Tiernan of Villanova.
Right.
A blistering time, short course, but blistering time.
Yeah.
22-23, I believe, somewhere
around there.
Might want to check some fire on that course. Coming in at number 6, staying at number 6, is Oklahoma State.
Yeah, we saw a little bit more from Oklahoma State this weekend. They still haven't raced anybody of note in terms of anyone who's ranked higher than them or even in the same ballpark as them, but they look good with their Big 12 title. Vigard Olstad got the win for them. Craig Nowak looks like he's bouncing back from some earlier season, you know, medical issues. He looked good. He moved up quite a bit in the last little split there to finish 6th overall. So, you know, they need Brian Golke, one of their usual scorers, to kind of step up. He was their number 6 kind of way back in the 20s. So if they're going to make some noise and get to the podium, they need everyone to be firing on all cylinders.
And Oklahoma State will not be racing anyone higher ranked than them until nationals.
That's exactly right.
Because they're the highest ranked Midwest team.
That's exactly right.
Coming in number 5 is Michigan.
Yeah, they won their first Big Ten championship since 1998. Mason Furlich was the individual runner-up for them. They had 3 top 10 finishers. Great overall depth. They had 7 in the top 30. This is a team that could be dangerous when NCAAs roll around.
Coming in at number 4, up 19 spots, are the Stanford Cardinals.
Yep, and back at number 4, they were at number 4 before they dropped to number 23. The reason they dropped so low is because they hadn't debuted their entire A-team. And they did that this weekend. Sean McGordy was excellent, as he's been all year long. They added in Joe Rosa. Grant Fisher was exceptional in his collegiate debut.
Wearing the wrong chip.
Jim Rosa looks like he still has some work to do to fully round back from some injuries he's been dealing with, but it's good to see him out on the course at least. Mm-hmm. When you add in Garrett Sweat and, you know, Sam Wharton, if he can get back healthy, and Colin Leibold, if he can get back healthy, this is a dangerous team.
It is, just like the A-team. Indeed. Baddies beware. Coming up at number 3, up 1 spot from last week, BYU.
Yep, there's no... Oh, yeah, BYU, excuse me. Nearly perfect at the West Coast Championships. 7 of the top 8 runners. Aaron Fletcher looked great. We'll see a lot more from them when they take on Colorado in the Mountain Region, also UTEP and some other teams like that. It's a very deep conference.
That's going to be a great race.
Yeah, it is.
Deep region, too.
So Like Iona, we didn't learn a lot about them at their conference meet, but we'll see a lot more of them coming up.
Number two, losing a first-place vote or someone else taking one away, is Syracuse.
Yep, ACC champions. There's no questioning their top three. Justin Knight, Colin Benny, Martin Hehir. They are legit. 2-4-5 at the ACC championships. Depth is still an issue for them. Two of their top scorers in Dan Lennon and Joel Hubbard had a little bit of an off race again at ACC's. They were their number five and number seven runners. So if they're going to contend for the title, they need everyone to be firing in all gears to challenge our number one team.
And that is Colorado.
Yep, they are unanimous number ones again. Depth was an issue last time we talked about them. That doesn't appear to be the case anymore. John Dressel, their freshman runner, he was their number five at pre-nats. He was back in the 40s. He finished in the top 10 as their number two runner this time at the Pac-12 championships as they beat number four Stanford and number seven Oregon. I mean, there's still some questions. They haven't run Ben Sorrell. Whether he runs this year or not is kind of up for debate. And how will John Dressel handle the switch from 8K to 10K, which is also a legitimate question for Grant Fisher at Stanford. Yes. So those are some questions moving forward. They're not invulnerable like they were last year, but they certainly look better this weekend than they did at pre-nats.
We'll get those answers very soon.
We will. So let's move on to the women's poll.
Yes, we shall. Kyle, take me through 30 through 21.
30 through 21. New to the poll. Number 30 is Gonzaga. Number 29, also new to the poll, Yale. Up one spot to number 28, it's North Carolina. Down one to number 27, it's Vanderbilt. Up two to number 26 is Villanova. Up two to number 25 is Weber State. Down 10 spots to number 24 is BYU. Down three to number 23, Princeton. Up two to number 22 is William and Mary. Up one to number 21 is Minnesota. Thoughts?
Yeah, you got two new to the poll in Yale and Gonzaga. Gonzaga won the West Coast Conference Championship in a tiebreaker over BYU. You like to see that in cross country. You got to come down to that sixth and seventh runner, and that's fun stuff right there. This is Gonzaga's first time into the poll in program history, so congrats to the Zags. Villanova, strong performance at the Big East. Weber State, championship of the Big Sky for them. And BYU, who lost to Gonzaga in the tiebreaker. That's why they fell 10 spots.
Mm-hmm.
And Princeton, solid race at the Ivy. Elizabeth Bird looked great for them. And at the Colonial, Emily Stites with the win for William & Mary there.
Okay.
Looked very good.
Very good. Moving on, 20 through 11. Down one spot to number 20, it's Utah. Down three spots to number 19 is Syracuse. Up three spots to number 18 is defending national champion Michigan State. Down four to number 17, Mississippi State, another MSU. Down five spots to number 16 is Iowa State.
That's ISU.
Right, thank you. Up two to number 15 is Notre Dame. Up four to number 14 is Georgetown. Up 10 spots to number 13 is Oklahoma State. Staying neutral at number 12 is Washington. And down one spot to number 11, Stanford.
And I'll just highlight the one that you said a lot of inflection on. Oklahoma State going up 10 spots. They were an upset winner at the Pac, at the, not the Pac-12. They went over there. They won that one. They came back. No, at the Big 12 Conference Championships.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Iowa State. This was the Cowgirls' first ever Big 12 title.
Mm-hmm.
That's big for them. Otherwise, we saw something else. We saw something we needed to see out of Michigan State. We had to see another runner kind of step up, and that was Alexa Wiersma.
Mm-hmm.
She looked tremendous, coming second at the Big 10 Championships.
And that was without Rachel Shulis
again,
and Lindsey Clark.
Yes,
so.
Again, we yeah. should say, with
again,
Rachel
right.
Shulis. Exactly. But yeah, those two MSU teams, like we said, Michigan State, Mississippi State, Iowa State getting upset, fell five places. Notre Dame, led by ACC champion Molly Sedell, moving up two spots.
1-2 with Anna Rohrer as
yes,
well.
Yes, 1-2. And Georgetown looking pretty good as well. A strong second at Big East to Providence. At moving up four spots, number 14.
Yeah, so let's get into the top 10 now.
Yes.
Up five to number 10. Penn State.
The Nittany Lions are another upset winner. I will eat my crow. Not too long ago, I called Michigan, the undisputed number two team in the nation.
The clear-cut number
the
two.
The clear-cut number two.
To quote you, yeah.
To quote me, yes. Like their football team, they dropped the ball at the Big Ten championships here. You wanted, let's just say, if Shannon Osika ran her race.
We're not talking about Michigan. We're talking about Penn State.
Penn State took away the space from Michigan because they battled Michigan at that race.
Mm-hmm.
They came back over. It was such a battle.
Yeah.
And over the last 2K, Penn State put, I believe, 5 in the top 12 or mm-hmm. 6 in the top 12, and they just made it look really good.
4 in the top 12.
Yeah, 4 in the top 12.
Yep.
Excuse me. And they made it look really good, and they earned that number 10 spot.
Absolutely. Staying put at number 9 is Boise State.
Yeah. What more can you say about them? They hold steady. Ali Ostrander with the Mountain West Championship on a tough course over there.
Staying put at number 8, NC State.
NC State ran really, really, really well at the ACC Championships, finished runner-up. Ryan Frazier looked, you know, finished where she should have in her second, I believe. That was her second 6K,
mm-hmm.
And they're looking pretty good.
And now you can talk about them. Down 5 to number 7, Michigan.
Well, I just talked about them. I mean, Aaron Finn won the Big Ten Championship. If Shannon Osika ran her race, Michigan probably would have beat Penn State,
mm-hmm.
but any given Saturday, any given meet, and Penn State proved their worth, mm-hmm. and Michigan is not a clear-cut number two.
That is true at this point. At number 6, up one spot from a week ago, it's Virginia.
The Cavaliers winning their first ACC championship in just about forever. Not forever, but it feels like it.
1982,
before I was born.
Right.
So in forever, at least according to me.
And that was a really tight battle between them and NC State.
Oh, it was.
It was good to see that as well. We have a tie at number 4. So this is default, or de facto, your top 5. The first team tied at number 4, up 2 spots, is Providence.
Providence looking really strong at the Big East Championship. Sarah Collins with a dominant win. And they scored, I believe, something like 32 points in that meet. Just solid over both Georgetown and Villanova.
And then the second team tied at number 4, up one spot from a week ago, it's Oregon.
Yeah, the Ducks finishing second at the Pac-12 Championships. Looked pretty good there. They moved back into the top 5. Well, they were in the top 5, but they moved back up a spot.
Yeah.
And we'll see how they fare at the West Region Championships.
Phenomenal depth for the Ducks,
mm-hmm.
Out in Eugene. Up one spot to number 3, it's Arkansas.
Arkansas matching its highest ranking in recent memory. In the past, let's call it 4 years, 3 years, they got back to number 3. Dominique Scott, a tremendous victory for her. Before Saturday, there hadn't been a 3-time women's champion in SEC history, mm-hmm. until Dom Scott won. And fun fact, we'll have Dom Scott on the QA2 Max podcast this week, so y'all want to check that out. But overall, they are the top-ranked team in one of, the only team from the South Central region in the ranking, but number 3 is not too bad for them.
Yeah, there you go. Up one spot to number 2, Colorado.
Yeah, there you go. You're Pac-12 champion. Colorado got that sweep, and they looked pretty good doing it. They didn't get a win from Aaron Clark. Aaron Clark was a little bit back in the field.
She was fourth.
Fourth, still, compared to top.
She was contending for the win.
Yes.
So she was in that lead pack.
Yes, definitely. But solid race out of them, moving up to number 2. And we'll see how they fare at the Mountain Region with our number 1 team.
Yeah, and a quick note on Colorado. Caitlin Benner was their lead runner, and she was due for a breakout.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Wetmore was really excited about her performance.
Oh, for sure.
Number 1, who else? Unanimous number 1, New Mexico.
Yeah, unanimous number 1. New Mexico looked strong at their Mountain West championships. Unanimous, 12 votes. It's going to be a tremendous race at the Mountain Region.
Mm-hmm.
We have number 1, 2, actually... You will have 5 ranked teams in the Mountain Region Championships coming up in
right.
2 weeks.
Absolutely. That's the most of any women's women's region, 5?
5 tied with the West.
Okay, very good.
And you got 2 others with 4, both the Southeast and the Mid-Atlantic.
in the just to look forward to the men's regionals as well. I believe there are four different teams with five ranked teams in them. You have the West, the Southeast, the Midwest, and the Mountain. All have
talk about
five.
Parity.
Yeah,
parity.
Yeah. Very 20 of the 30 ranked teams come from those three or four regions. So that should be an exceptional weekend all across the country, really.
Of course.
And speaking of regionals weekend, we will be covering that live on the National Results Wall.
National Results Wall.
That's exactly right. So we'll be bringing you live blog coverage as people qualify for NCAA championships. This is the real deal. This is what the season comes down to. You know, in order to get to the big dance, you have to get through this. You have to get through the gate first. So
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Okay. We are the gatekeepers.
Well, really. we aren't. The regional championships are.
We provide you with the information.
Right.
We're kind of the gatekeepers then, right?
Right. Yes. We're the gatekeepers of the gate.
Yes.
So if you go to ustfcca.org, today you can see the updated national coaches poll in their entirety and our written breakdown of all the polls. And then next weekend, you'll be able to follow the National Results Wall as we cover nine regional championships live.
It's going to be a special. If you joined us last week for the conference championships, mm-hmm. we had five on Friday, two on Saturday, one on Sunday.
We're going to have nine on Friday next week.
That's enjoyable.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
You and I had a tremendous time in the office on the National Results Wall.
Exactly. So that's it for us. Tyler, how can they reach us?
You can email us, media@ustfccca.org. They can find us on Facebook. Just search USTFCCCA. They can @mention us on Twitter, USTFCCCA. They can mention me on Twitter, @TylerMayforth.
And me, @KyleUSTFCCCA.
And we'll be sure to see you guys. You'll hear our voices later this week as we bring you the QA2 Max podcast with none other than three-time SEC women's champion, Dominique Scott of Arkansas.
And one of the individual national title contenders as well.
Oh, for sure.
So,
and I believe I even mentioned in the room not too long ago saying Dom Scott might even win.
You did.
I'm holding true to that, just like I'm still holding true that Michigan is clear-cut number two.
Okay, we'll see. We will see this. All these questions will have answers within the next 3 weeks.
Or we'll have more questions.
Right. So in the meantime, thanks for listening, guys, and we will see you later.
Have a great week, day.
Later.